the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Tickets, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potts of the State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utility, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
The odyssey continues for the Peer Governor girls, the third of four straight games on the road. The road took them West River on Tuesday night with a game that they needed to boost confidence after a frustrating four-game losing streak. The Governors scored the first 27 points of the game and routed Douglas 55-14. Tonight, a challenge against a team regarded as one of the very best in AA girls basketball. Up there with O'Gorman, up there with Washington. It is the Brandon Valley Lynx. We are in Brandon as the Peer Governors in Brandon Valley Lynx meet tonight in girls basketball. And hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Thank you for joining us. Our studio coordinator is Mr. John Neff, and Mr. Caleb Brozek is handling the video. And we'll help you get your weekend started and see how the Governors can fare tonight. A little bit shorthanded, and they're still going to be somewhat shorthanded tonight, though one of their starters back. But a game that was just good for the Governors' psyche. The four-game losing streak by a grand total of 17 points in those four losses. And the Governors knew they had advantages against Douglas out in Box Elder on Tuesday and took care of those advantages right away and worked them into a 41-point win. And in the process, got to see everybody wearing black and emerald green in uniform, including some players who had not played varsity basketball before, and that can do nothing but help down the road. And they did it without Remington Price, their leading scorer, who is back in the lineup tonight. However, one of their other starters, Lainey Stevens, still not feeling her best. The hope is that she can be back for Aberdeen Central on Tuesday night to end this four-game road swing. What about Brandon Valley? You're going to hear about a very balanced team tonight with a superb inside and outside player in Hillary Behrens. She's 6'1", but she can make outside shots, too. She had an excellent game in what was just a marvelous game between these schools at the Riggs High Gym last year, where Peer came from a big deficit to tie it and force overtime before Brandon Valley won out. Behrens averages nearly 19 points a game, but Kylie Foss is a good shooter from the wing. Tessa Bauer runs the point. They have Sydney Thu, another good post player. It's just a very difficult team to handle and a very physical team. 7-1 with the only loss for Mike Zurr's team coming to a really good Watertown Arrows team. So the Governors know they are going to have one of their biggest challenges of the season tonight, but they come in feeling pretty good after a good win in Box Elder against Douglas on Tuesday. This is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance in Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. We are in snowy Brandon. The improvement that came back home today has not come over here yet. Blowing snow, it was a little bit difficult starting at about Hartford, but the Governors are here and we're here, and we hope you'll settle in for basketball tonight. In fact, the Governor boys in action too on River 92.7 hosting Brandon Valley. But we'll look around AA girls and boys basketball next in our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. More from Brandon in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Peer Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
In Brandon, Pierre Governor's Brandon Valley Lynx AA girls basketball action tonight. Let's take a look at how it stands in AA. O'Gorman's at the top, 8-1. This is a 19 that is averaging on scoring their opponents by 25 a game. They're really, really good. This Brandon Valley team right behind them. They're number 2, and they're 7-1, Sioux Falls, Washington, number 3. So there's a challenge for the Governors tonight. Watertown's at number 4. Rapid City Stevens is at 5, and then Rapid City Central 6. Sioux Falls Jefferson, who's now above 500 in their first season, 6-5, is at number 7, with Sioux Falls Lincoln at number 8. There would be the cutoff for SODAC 16 home teams. Huron is 9th. Harrisburg at number 10, just 3-5, but have lost to some good teams. Brookings is at number 11 in the seed point standings. The Governors, who were 14th going into that game on Tuesday night, in Box Elder are now up to number 12. Yankton is 13th. Sioux Falls Roosevelt at number 14 after the Rough Riders came up with a win. Douglas number 15. Mitchell is 16th. And then Spearfish, Aberdeen Central, and Sturgis in the last three spots. Besides the Governors playing here in Brandon tonight, other games on the docket include Watertown hosting Rapid City Stevens this evening. Good matchup there. 6-2 Arrows against the 7-1 Raiders. Brookings at home to take on Rapid City Central. Huron at home at the arena to meet Spearfish. And Mitchell playing Sturgis at the Corn Palace tonight. The Governor boys, well, a very, very solid win for them last night. 80-41 over the Douglas Patriots at the Riggs High Gym. Home this evening to Brandon Valley. Brian Oakland has that action on River 92.7. The Governors now at number 10 in the AA boys seed point standings with
Sioux Falls Roosevelt, the Rough Riders, unbeaten and the defending champs on top, followed by O'Gorman, Sioux Falls Washington, Harrisburg, Mitchell, Aberdeen Central, Sioux Falls Lincoln, and Sioux Falls Jefferson. That takes a day. Then it's Yankton, then it's the Governors at 10, then it's Rapid City Stevens, Brandon Valley, Spearfish, Rapid City Central, Brookings, and Watertown to round out the 16 with Huron, Sturgis, and Douglas in the final three. And besides the Governors hosting Brandon Valley tonight, other boys' games have Sioux Falls Jefferson at home to Harrisburg, top-ranked Roosevelt hosting Yankton, and O'Gorman playing at Lincoln with Watertown at home to Rapid City Stevens, that good Mitchell Colonel team in Sturgis tonight, and also Huron playing at Spearfish, and Brookings at home to Rapid City Central. That's the boys' action, so a busy night for both genders in AA basketball. This is the Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame show. We are in Brandon for girls' action as the Pier Governors face a big test tonight against the Brandon Valley Lynx. Coming up, our keys to success, and you'll hear from both head coaches. Next, the head coach of the Brandon Valley Lynx, Mike Zurr. And you'll hear from him when we return to Brandon in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Pier Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame continues here in Brandon. Let's begin our keys to success with Mike Zurr in his third year as head coach of the Brandon Valley Lynx. Was an assistant before that, of course, involved with a lot of things here. Brandon Valley's excellent football team too. But well, last year, we remember the game that you had. It was a dogfight. It was a terrific game, and one I know you were happy to get out. Then you get to a state tournament.
You get a fourth place finish. Interesting year for your team last year.
It really was, you know, and you start to, you know, you talk about an interesting finish to the year before with COVID and, you know, getting everything canceled and stuff, and, you know, thankful to be playing even right now too. So, but yeah, I went out to Pier last year. I think it was a Saturday, and a hugely competitive game, and, you know, end up, you know, getting out of there in overtime with a win, and after a tough stretch, and another tough stretch here with another tough Pier team, you know, who is super, super competitive, plays their tails off, and, you know, does a lot of things that are going to make tonight a challenge for us.
Marvelous start for your team, and no shame in who you lost to. That Watertown team is playing awfully strongly, but so much experience and so much depth on your team, too, and a lot of players who can do a lot of things on you. You really have to be pleased with how it's going so far.
Yeah, we've got a lot of kids and families in our community that really invest in basketball and their kids, and you know, they work extremely hard to earn the opportunities that they get, and it's fun to be able to, you know, facilitate that and turn them loose when the time's right. And yeah, we've, you know, we've had some opportunities, you know, really trying to, you know, stress playing together and sharing the basketball. And when we do that, we're really good. And, you know, you talk about that Watertown team, you know, incredibly physical and, you know, tough and well coached. And that's exactly what we're going to see tonight. So we'll have to bring our best tonight for sure.
You say a lot of good players, but Behrens is your leading scorer. What makes her such a special player?
She just wants to win. You know, she's incredibly talented, can do a lot of different things, can play on the perimeter, can go into the post, and really affects the game defensively, you know, from her position there too. So is a great leader for us, and at the end of the day, whether she has 9 points or 29 points, she just wants to walk out of there going 1-0. And when you have, you know, a leader like her, and then our six seniors with, you know, with her as well, you know, they've developed a great culture in our program, and you know, getting our team to play as hard as they possibly can every night, and, you know, going 1-0 is our goal every night, and, you know, hopefully get to accomplish that tonight.
Well, you do it against a team that I know was awfully satisfied with what they did the other night, and they figure they are more like that game they had than their previous four. You remember this team well, as we referred to from last year. What about this Pier team and what you're going to have to slow down?
We're going to have to, you know, deal with the different changes they make defensively. You know, incredibly physical group, and a group that really wants to play fast like we do. And so, you know, Remy Price is a great shooter and player. You know, and we're going to have to make sure that we're aware of where she's at. You know, I'm bad with names sometimes, but 21's a heck of a player in the high post. And, you know, they've got a lot of talent, too, and you know, state tournament experience in volleyball and a lot of those things, multi-sport players that are really athletic. And Coach Bebout gets them playing extremely hard. So we're going to have our hands full tonight. We'll have to start fast and play together the whole time.
But you're not expecting a slowdown game from either side, huh?
No, we, you know, we like to, a lot of people want to, you know, talk about playing fast and stuff. We love to play fast. So, you know, we have to be able to play at all tempos. If that tempo starts to change, we've got to be able to adjust to that. But yeah, we love to get up and down the floor and, you know, play off the pass and play together. So,
Brandon Valley head coach Mike Zur, it's great to see you again. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thanks to you guys.
And coming up, we'll have our Becky Potts with State Farm pregame continuing with our keys to success with Governor's head coach Kirk Bebout. That's in 2 minutes here on 1060-103.1 KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier. Pier Governor Wrestling dominated Class A in the 2010s. Before then, Pier had only one state title in the history of the program. But then the Governors won 16 championships in 7 years from 2012 to 18, then added a first dual team championship in 2021. The Governor Wrestling dynasty, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment is presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame continues, and our keys to success to do too. We're in Brandon, Pierre Governor's Brandon Valley Links and Girls Basketball tonight. Head coach Kirk Bebout of the Governor ceded his post-game interview time the other night to Avery Kaiser and to Sid Tedrow. We were glad to hear from them, but your assessment of, I'm sure, I know what for them was a satisfying win, had to be for you two.
Yeah, Avon said they're hired anytime. They're naturals.
Yeah.
So. Sometimes it's hard to gather yourself at, like, after a game, after, you know, after, especially a tough one or even a good one, to gather your thoughts. So it was really fun to listen to them on the radio. And, you know, those are two girls that are, you know, leaders for us, and they make a lot of sacrifices and they work really hard and put a lot of time in. So, you know, hopefully they enjoyed that opportunity. And it was one of those things where, you know, I'm not going to, you know, Douglas, obviously, they're trying to build and work through some things. But, I mean, every game you still got to come and work. And I think the girls just deserve to feel good about themselves. I mean, it, you know, I've said this a few times, the difference between winning and losing is very, very, very small. But the difference in feeling is huge. So they deserve to have a good feeling for all that they're doing. So yeah, I mean, really happy with Abe and Sid and all the things that they're doing and all the girls, really.
And to come out and start the way you did the other night, that had to make as much of a difference as anything else, because we know what it's been like in some games lately, and to have a start like that had to be just really, really satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, the week prior, last week, all these weeks run together, it seemed time is different during basketball season, but just last week, you know, we had two games, you know, both games ended up being close games that we felt we could have got, and obviously that's disappointing and frustrating, and it's part of the journey and part of the learning process that you go through. But yeah, hopefully part of that learning process was that you can't bury yourself in a hole and expect that you're going to just be able to find your way out of it all the time. So, you know, credit to the girls that they did find a way to give themselves a chance. But if you don't put yourself in that situation to begin with, you make your life a whole lot easier.
No doubt. Now, tonight you're going against, hey, this is one of the best teams in the state for a reason. They score from everywhere on the floor. And one of the things Avery said the other night, she'll expect a physical game. No doubt about that. We know the game in Pierre last year certainly was.
Yeah, I mean, they are super talented offensively. They got a Division I basketball player. They got other girls that score double digits on a nightly basis. They can all shoot it. They move the ball really well. So it's really, really – and they get up and down the floor. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really challenging to try to get stops. And it can be a two. It's kind of like Washington. I thought we pretty much outplayed Washington for 3.5 quarters, but they had a 3-minute stretch where they just kind of, you know, they made a run. So, and Brandon Valley is the same way. And that's what makes them such a great team. That's all it takes. You're not focused, or you let them get rolling for a couple minutes, and that could be the ball game. And Brandon Valley is no different. They can really score the basketball. So we're going to have to be connected, locked in, every possession on defense.
And that's you answered my question. I was going to ask, defense is going to be the key tonight for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Barron's girl, I mean, I don't think, I mean, if you watch her play, she can shoot the basketball. So that makes it tough to, you know, for the person guarding her to keep her in front. But when she does go to the basket, it's as quick as anyone in the state. I mean, she's there. So if you're not in your gap help and you're not ready in help side defense, then it's too late. She's at the rim. She's scoring. You know, and to compound that, she's surrounded by shooters and a post player that's really skilled that can put it in too. So, I mean, it just takes a ton of energy and effort, and it has to be relentless. You can't get down about a couple baskets. I mean, they'll give you some opportunities on the other end at times if you take care of the ball. So, I mean, you just have to next play mentality over and over again.
Defense, that's what's going to be big for head coach Kirk Bebout and his Pierre Governors this evening. Our Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame continues. Let's take a 1-minute break here. Then we're back with the starting lineups and the law on the court back in 60 seconds on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pierre. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pierre.
Time for the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups. First for the Pierre Governors, the leading scorers back in the lineup. The 5'6 shooter Remington Price on the wing. 13.9 points, 2.1 rebounds, 2.2 steals a game, 21 threes this year for Remy. Lennox Dupree again starts in place of Laney Stevens. Dupree, the 5'5 freshman, 5.6 points, but 5.1 rebounds a game for a 5'5 player. 7 made threes and nearly 3 steals. Ryan Berry running the point, the 5'7 sophomore, 5.6 points, 2.2 rebounds, 3 assists per game. Reese Terwilliger, the 5'11 sophomore, 9.1 points and 6.7 boards a game. And Avery Kaiser, the 5'10 junior, 9.1 points, 6.8 rebounds, 5 made threes, over 3 assists a game. And she has 10 total blocks this year. Head coach Kirk Bebout in his second season as Governor's head coach, assisted by Nicole Roth, Jeff Schleckowit, and Charisse Blanchette. The Montana Dakota Utilities Brandon Valley starting lineup comes your way from Brandon in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Starting five for the Brandon Valley Lynx, Tessa Bauer, 5'6 senior, runs the point, 9.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. She's also hit 11 threes. Kylie Foss, 5'6 senior in the wing, 11.3 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2 and 11 threes. Hillary Behrens, we've talked about her already, a marvelous year going on for her, 18.7 points, 4.4 rebounds, great inside, but is also with 11 threes. Taylor Stemmen, the 5'10 senior, 3.4 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. And 6'1 senior, Sydney Thew, tough in the post too, 7.3 points, 5.1 rebounds a game for head coach Mike Zurn, assistants Jeff Lochner, Ben Schultz, and Maggie Youngberg. Now the law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll introduce tonight's officials from Brandon in 30 here on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Tonight's officials are Brad Coleman, Brian Gary, and Max Morris. And the law on the court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. It's Brandon Pierre and Brandon Valley coming up, and we'll have it in 2 minutes from Brandon on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Owyhee Federal Credit Union credit card with a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees? How could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people,
top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Taking care, touching lives. Avantera Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Avantera Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Avantera Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Avantera Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
Well, they had intended to play a recording of our national anthem, so at the last moment they had to call two young ladies on to sing it, and as you can hear, they did just fine. Your governors in the Brandon Valley Lynx AA girls basketball tonight. Remember the overtime game these teams played last year where the governors came back to force overtime after they'd been down double digits. But they know the challenge that awaits them there tonight. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting on K276GT, 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. If you drink, don't drive. Again, the governors are hosting Brandon Valley. That is on River 92.7 in boys basketball with Brian Oakland. Brian's going to be busy because tomorrow it's the East-West Duels at the Riggs High Gym on River 92.7 with coverage beginning at 10:30 a.m. Here on this floor last night, or on the mats on this floor, tough night for the governors against a very good Brandon Valley boys wrestling team. A 39-20 win for the Lynx. And the governor boys are 3-1 in duels. Tomorrow, four consecutive duels, so there's always the test of endurance there, but that's what the East-West duels are about. Sturgis and Spearfish and Rapid City Central and Rapid City Stevens, Brandon Valley and Harrisburg also participating tomorrow, but we'll have the governor action for you on River 92.7, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Don't forget the governor gymnast. Good luck to them as they head out to Rapid City tomorrow for the Gym-O-Rama. Basketball's next action is Tuesday. These girls on the road one more time in this stretch in Aberdeen against a struggling Aberdeen Central team, 6:30 Tuesday evening here on KGFX. Meanwhile, the Governor boys will host the Golden Eagles on River 92.7 on Tuesday evening at 6:30. And then these girls at last get to play a home game again next Friday night. It's against the O'Gorman Knights, so there'll be another Friday night challenge for the Governors. Pier wearing their road black uniforms with emerald green numerals and lighter green trim. The emerald green piping, Brandon Valley in their home white uniforms with red numerals and letters and red piping. As they come out of their huddle, Brandon Valley does with Tessa Bauer, Kylie Foss, Hillary Behrens, Taylor Stemmen, and Sydney Thu. Remington Price again back in the governor's starting lineup tonight, along with Lennox Dupree again for the ill Lainey Stevens. Ryan Berry, Wish to Wellinger, Avery Kaiser. By the way, Lainey helped put together the scout for Aberdeen Central. So even though she's not playing, she's still giving it everything. Hillary Behrens, the jump center against Avery Kaiser. Pier wins the tip. We're at an end of the floor there at the basket near us as you watch at the KGFX page. Kizer up top to Dupree. Right wing for Price. Back to Lennox. Left wing Barry. Skipping on the right side. Knocked out of bounds by Taylor Stemmen. Here is still with 20 to shoot on the first possession of the game. But a good job by Kizer to take care of that tip against Hillary Behrens. Into Dupree again for Price. Lennox again. I didn't know better. I'd say this is zone. It sure is. How about that? Left wing baseline 9 for Price. Just a little bit long. And a rebound by Sidney Thu for Brandon Valley. Haven't seen many teams play zone at all this year. Looked like Brandon Valley did on that first possession. Foss on the left wing. It's handled by Stemmen. She brings it up top and hands it off to Foss again. Right corner now for Tessa Bauer. 50 seconds gone. Catch of a high pass is made. Came to Stemmen in the lane. Ball deflected. Sidney Thu is able to run it down. It was not deflected. It's an over and back violation. Pierre did not get a hand on that. The pass was bad and too far for Thu. And Brandon Valley turns it over the first time they have the basketball. Just about a minute gone here in Brandon. No points yet. Dupree hands it for Ryan Barry. Yeah, Brandon Valley's playing zone. I didn't expect this. Oh, here's a pass from Barry too high over the head of Lennox Dupree. And Pierre has their first turnover. You never know, I guess. That's why I don't coach. But Mike Zur knows what he's doing with his team in their defense. But it's just interesting to see them play zone. Barron's in the front court for Brandon Valley at the basket away from us. A minute 15 and still no one has scored yet. Bauer lost her footing and lost the basketball. Kizer it is, back there to pick it up. And Brandon Valley has two turnovers in his many possessions. Dupree into the front court, a minute and a half gone. Almost lost the handle. Yes, she surely did, and she double dribbled. Yep. Lost the handle on the ball, took a step, started another dribble, and that's the second Pierre turnover. Some pressure as Foss tries to bring it up against Dupree, left alley, and now into the front court. A minute 40 into this game, and no one has scored yet. Thu, right wing. Here's a three on the way. Good. Behrens, she is deadly from everywhere. And as we said in the pregame, she can hit threes. That's number 12 for her. 3-0 Brandon Valley. It's 6 minutes left in the first. Pressure. The Governors barely make it across. Right wing and open. Price three is off the rim. Tip but came to Sidney Thu. Terwilliger almost got her hand on that offensive rebound. Now pushed up ahead by Brandon Valley. Slow it down as Stemmen brings it into the lane for a turnaround by Behrens. She's fouled. And you can see now in these last two possessions the challenge the Governors are going to have in trying to defend Hillary Behrens. The foul is on Ryan Barry, the first of the game on either team. Behrens, with all the other things she does well, she's a 72% foul shooter, and the first is good. And Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Aventura, Live Ticket, Bank West, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs. Beck Motors, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Larry at Lanes. They're both good. For Hillary Behrens, 5-0 Brandon Valley at 5:42 in the first quarter. Mob into the front court for Price. Trying to take it in. Good bounce to Terwilliger. All backed up and lost the ball, but Dupree there to try to take it. Oh, and she had lost it and then got bailed out with a foul. Kylie Foss reached in for Brandon Valley's first foul. That prevented Brandon Valley from a possession and maybe a fast break. Instead, Pierre has a new shot clock and the ball on the offensive bucket. Oh, and an offensive foul. Scratch all that, because away from that, an offensive foul. Who did they get? Terwilliger for clearing off. So that's her first. Pierre's second team foul. Pierre's third turnover. Brandon Valley with a 5-0 lead in the ball. 5:38 in the first quarter. Behrens. Yeah, she'll run the point sometimes. That's the kind of player she is. She's a junior. That's the Division I player that Kirk Bebout referred to. Behrens in the circle. Guarded by Barry. Left wing it is Bauer. Stops at the foul line. Right wing. Behrens open for a moment, but Kizer there to defend her. Stemmen it was on the right side. Now in the corner, down to 6 in the shot clock, and 5, 4, and 3 as it comes back out to Foss, who tries a 3 and misses, and Kizer tipped the rebound to Remington Price. Brandon Valley taking the shot clock all the way down, and now on the other end, ball is taken away by Behrens, and she is foul. Pierce fourth turnover ends in Remington Price's first foul. Governors took such good care of the ball the other night. They will have to do that again tonight against this team. Behrens misses the first free throw. As both Jada Metzger and Kennedy Deckard come into the Brandon Valley lineup. Nessa Bauer and Taylor Stemmen come out. Metzger, a 5'5 junior. Deckard, a 5'6 sophomore. Second free throw good for Behrens to make it 6-0 for Brandon Valley. And now Behrens is in a crouch. Now she's standing back up again. Yeah, she's all right. Good to see that. 4:50 in the first quarter. Pier down 6 here in Brandon. And here's a bad pass. Taken away by Kennedy Deckard. Long bounce pass tried by Dupree, but Deckard in the way. Down low for a 6-footer in the lane. That's good by Foss. And Brandon Valley's up 8-0 at 4:35 in the first. And now they'll press. The Governors have to weather this storm. It's DePrice in the front court. Governors need some points this time. Price trying to drive all the way down and ran into Thu, who didn't do anything, did not foul. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Pier, but head coach Kirk Bebout wants a full Integra timeout. We'll take a minute to 4:21 first quarter. Pier with an 8-0 deficit to Brandon Valley here in Brandon. We're back in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low, and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Ag Techer brings you the timeouts. Acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Ag Techer cooperative today. The Governors have taken only 2 shots. They have 5 turnovers. And with 4:21 left in the first quarter, they trail at Brandon Valley 8-0. They do inbound with 19 to shoot. Dupree to Price on the left wing, trying to ward off Deckard. Hands it to Dupree. 13 now on the shot clock. Between the rings, Ryan Berry handed it off to Dupree again. Now 7 to shoot for Pier. Down to 5. Kaiser right foul line extended. No, she has to make a drive. Trying to do so on Behrens. Got fouled by Hillary. Well, that's what you have to do. Just take it at her. And see if you can earn some free throws. And Kaiser did as the shot clock was down to about 3. First foul on Behrens. Second team foul on Brandon Valley. Kaiser is a 65% foul shooter. First one is short. Governor Basketball on KGFX brought to you by First Dakota National Bank, Bear Orthopedics, Overhead Door, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, and the May Adam Law Firm. One more for A. She's good. I think she was auditioning for her own show the other night. She was terrific. She's a neat young lady and having quite an athletic season, first in volleyball and now in basketball. 8-1 Brandon Valley, 3:55 in the first. Metzger hands it back out to Foss. Right wing for Deckard for Brandon Valley. Shooting at the basket as you watch on the river and the KGFX page away from us. We're at an end here in this massive gym in Brandon. Good pass on the baseline. Metzger for a right wing jumper that's off the rim twice. And it's Reese Kewilliger taking down the rebound. That's the first one for Reese in this game. Here still looking for their first field goal. Bounce on the right wing from Terwilliger to Kaiser. She's double-teamed. Just puts up a 3, and it's off the rim. Trying to tip it is Terwilliger, but instead Thu, with a little bit of a height advantage, brings it in for Brandon Valley. And there's something else the Governors are going to have to deal with, is a pretty good post play and tall inside. Shot by Behrens on the right lane line misses, but Hillary had her own rebound for a moment, then threw the ball right to Ryan Berry. Right wing, a price three off the rim. Kaiser tried to grab that rebound. She was fouled by Kylie Foss. So Foss's second foul will bring her off the floor along with Barron's. Paisley Hoff is into the game for Brandon Valley. She is a sophomore at 5'9". And Tessa Bauer is back in. Inbound to Kaiser at 2:49. Drive right block. That shot was altered, missing, rebounded by Thu. Kaiser wanted a foul. Didn't happen. Metzger. Right wing for Kennedy Deckert. Down low for a layup. Paisley Hoff just into the game. Scores, or Thu it is, scoring her first two. Through with a score. 10-1, Brandon Valley. Other wing, it is right baseline. Missing by Dupree. Rebounded Tessa Bauer. Brandon Valley threatening to run away with this game early. And as Bauer came in the front court, she is fouled by Ryan Berry. Second on Ryan, the fourth team foul. Berry comes out. Sid Tendro comes into the game. Sydney, the 5'8 junior, 2.8 points, 2 rebounds. Started the other night. Back to her role off the bench where she has been good. And she played well the other night, too, at Box Elder. Paisley Hoff on the left wing. Took a return feed on the bounce. Left side again. This is Tessa Bauer. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Brandon Valley with the ball and a 10-1 lead. Deckert bringing it on the right side for Thu. Playing that very high post again. Down to 9 to shoot. Ball thrown away. Intercepted. Reese to Whittaker. Governors want to run. Dupree running into a little trouble, but finds her teammate Price. Out front for Kaiser. Tries a drive. Back out to Dupree. Right wing for Price. There to guard her is Deckert. Turning around. Drop step. Good from 6 feet by Terwilliger with that neat little move she makes with that 2-foot stop. And the Governors' first field goal 6.5 minutes into the game. Brandon Valley leads 10-3. Now at 124 in the first quarter. Through into the right corner. Bowers open for a three, but left it short. Nobody boxed out Thu, but she left it short. And Lennox Dupree comes up with a rebound for Pierre. Taken by Terwilliger. 105 in the first quarter. Kaiser trying to drive and runs it in from 7 on the right side. First bucket for Avery. Now down to a 10-5 Brandon Valley lead. The Governors have 5 in a row. 52.5 left in the first. Good comeback by Pier after what was a difficult start. Here is a 3 to stop that run by Bauer. That's good on the left side. Second made 3 for Brandon Valley. First 3 for Bauer. 13-5 for the Lynx. 35 seconds in the first. Against pressure, broken well. They bring it to Schwilliger in the lane. Right lane line. Backs away. Misses off of Tendro. And instead, Tessa Bauer brings it down into the front court for Brandon Valley. Left block, no good. But follows her own miss. Bauer does and scores. Back to a 10-point Brandon Valley lead at 15-5. And in the back court, as Kaiser tried to handle it, she's hacked by Jada Metzger, and that is her first. Fourth Brandon Valley team foul. First rest for Sydney Thu as Taylor Stemmen comes back into the Brandon Valley lineup. 13 seconds in the first. Here must come full court. That gives Brandon Valley a chance to press again. 10 seconds still in the back court. Tendro, long pass to Kaiser. 6 seconds, right wing Price. Once a three, bottom for Remy. She's back. 2 seconds and one, and that'll end the first quarter with Remington Price's 22nd. May 3 of the year. After 1 in Brandon, Brandon Valley 15, Pier 8 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Back in 1 minute to Brandon for the second quarter on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gotta go to Gators.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
They will get underway eventually at the Rickside Gym with boys action. The sub-varsity game's going a little long. That's on River 92.7 with Brian. Here in Brandon, Brandon Valley leading Pier in girls action after 1:15-8. Sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor basketball on KGFX include First Dakota National Bank, Capital City Campus, the South Dakota National Guard, Iceberg Funeral Home, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Comtech, All Around Graphics, Red Rosa Italian Grill, Midco, and Delta Dental. The arrow and the ball to Brandon Valley as the second quarter begins. 5 of 11 shooting in the first quarter for the Lynx. 3 of 8 for Pier. Pier, after 5 early turnovers in about the first 3 minutes, didn't turn the ball over after that, if not since. Bob to Paisley Hoff. And stolen. The Lynx Dupree able to take it away. Drives for a layup. Oh, it didn't fall. Just not quite enough on it. And Tessa Bauer has the rebound for Brandon Valley. Breakaway could have brought Pierre to within 5. 30 seconds gone. Second quarter. Left wing open. A Barron's 3. Look out! She hit another one. Goodness gracious! You just don't want to leave her open. She has 9. Half of the Lynx total. 18-8 Brandon Valley. 7:20 first half. Right wing. Elise Christofferson, who's into the game for the Governors. For Dupree for a 3 that's off the rim. A little bit of jostling for that rebound. Tedrow might have gotten away with a little hold on Deckard. Instead, it's out of bounds, touched by Brandon Valley. Avery Kaiser out and Ryan Berry in for Pierre. Governors will keep that basketball. That play right below us, and it looked like a little bit of a tug was gotten away with. Brandon Valley trying to run down a pass that came to the timeline. It's out of bounds off of them, and Christofferson about 2 feet in the front court on the right sideline as they look at it, left sideline as you do, inbounds. Tedrow stops 9 feet, right side, didn't fall. Rebound, Hillary Behrens. He does a lot of things for this Brandon Valley team. Pass down into the left block. Behrens comes with a fadeaway from 10. She's good. I'm telling you, she hits from everywhere. 20-8 Brandon Valley at 6:40 in the first half. 11 points now for Hillary Behrens. And yes, colleges in D1 are already looking at her. She's a junior. Down low. Good pass. Terwilliger turnaround. Counted on the right block with a foul. Took the feed from Christofferson. And Reese has her second field goal. And it's 20-10 for Brandon Valley. Paisley Haas first foul and Brandon Valley's fifth. Remington Price, Avery Kaiser back in for Pier, Lennox Dupree, and Sid Tedrow to the bench. DeWilliger will try to complete the three-point play here and go for her fifth point. With 6:34 in the half, she's good. 5 for Reese. 20-11 for Brandon Valley as Pier brings Maya Shorter into the game. Ah, those Shorters, those twins, Maya and Marley, can do great things. Maya won the JV game with a bucket with 5 seconds left tonight, by the way. Jada Metzger is back in for Brandon Valley. Who lead 20-11, 6:28 in the first half. Barron stopped, threw the ball away. Maya Shorter, in fact, is there to take it away. Front court came to Kaiser at the foul line. Right wing Price open for a moment, but then Stemmons there to guard her. Into the lane, a little turnaround by Kaiser from 9, didn't fall. Who's there for the rebound? Yep, Hillary Behrens. Brings it into the front court. Brandon Valley with the ball on the 9-point lead. Left of the lane, she stops, hands it for an open right wing 3 by Bauer. She's good. Tessa Bauer's second 3 of the game, and Brandon Valley's fourth made 3 puts them up by 12. At 23-11 with 5:50 to go in the first half. That's 8 for Bauer. Into the lane for Kaiser. Turns around and scores from 4 on the right block. Set up by Remington Price. And head coach Mike Zerden like that. He wants a 30-second Actegra timeout. 5:41 first half here in Brandon. We'll take it 2. Brandon Valley 23, Pier 13. Back in 30 on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Well, the governors knew that they'd be in for a tough time with the shooters from all over the floor. Barron's has 11. Bauer has a couple of threes and has 8. But a good move there inside by Avery Kaiser. She's up to 5. She and Tewellig are both with 5 for Pierre. 23-13, Brandon Valley at 5, 37 in the first half. Kylie Foss with it for Brandon Valley. The basket away from us for Barron's, but Hillary traveled. That is the 6th Brandon Valley turnover. And again, I told you, Pierre had 5 turnovers in about the first 3 minutes. They still haven't had any since then. Took good care of the ball in Box Elder on Tuesday, and since that early start, they're doing so again. Kaiser for Pierre, a shorter at the foul line, extended. Now to Barry, back for Kaiser. For a shorter, tries a drive, oh, it rolled off the rim. Stemming with a rebound. Boy, good move, just a little tiny bit too soft by Maya Shorter. Kylie Foss for Brandon Valley. And swinging on the right side for Jada Metzger. Right corner, this is Foss again. Up top, through, once a three. She can shoot and miss, but nobody there to block out Stemming. She grabbed the rebound, and a pass is knocked out of bounds. You know, the governors know they're going to have to work to box out. Dupree, Terwilliger back in for the governors. Shorter, Christofferson out of the lineup. 13 on the shot clock for Brandon Valley. 4:56 and a half. Straight away three. Look out. Barron's is open again. Barron's hit it again. Her third three, and she has 14. Brandon Valley's longest lead is at 13. 26-13. 4:45 first half. Terwilliger at the foul line. Bounce for a cutting Price. Reverse layup is good. Good set play there. And head coach Kirk Beebe out of Pierre. Now once, a 30-second Actegra timeout. 4:38 in the first half. You're trying to hang with Brandon Valley, but the Lynx lead 26-15. Back in 30 seconds on the official voice of the governors. KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Rally on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out the Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Pierre at 3-6 broke their losing streak the other night, facing a challenge tonight with Brandon Valley in the Lynx lead 26-15 with 4:38 in the half. And the 15 points have come 5 each from Remington Price, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser for Pierre. Jada Metzger for Brandon Valley into the front court on left wing, guarded by Dupree. Handed opposite side for Foss. Again to Metzger. Entry pass for Barron's. Left wing again to Metzger. Bounce it in the corner. Ball nearly lost by Stemming. Now leaves it for Metzger. That shot clock down to 15 again. Do dribble it off her leg, but is able to regain it. Shot clock is at 10. Barron's open. Doesn't take the shot. They try another bounce pass. Find Barron's. An 18-footer right side, but she rushed this one, and it's no good. And Remington Price has the rebound for Pierre. And the governors ease off as they see Brandon Valley back in defense. Terwilliger right foul line extended. Double team awaits her. So Reese just takes it toward the goal and banks it in right over through. Nice move by Reese working through that double team. She has 7. 26-17. Brandon Valley at 3:42 and a half. Through. Pierre got a hand on that pass that was intended for Barron's. Barry did. It's out of bounds. They'll stay with Brandon Valley, who bring Kennedy Deckert and Tessa Bauer back in for Jada Metzger and Kylie Foss. 24 on Brandon Valley's shot clock. It's into Bauer. You know, Mike Zier has a lot of players he can use and substitutes a lot, wants to keep players fresh. Barron's guarded by Barry just inside the arc on the right wing. Now left side. Here comes a three. There's Foss. She's open, and she's good. Bauer, I should say. Pardon me. Bauer now has 11 and has three threes. You don't want to leave her open either. 29-17, Brandon Valley. Pass taken away. Yep, it's Behrens. First pure turnover in quite a while. Behrens, skip pass on the left side. Stopping in the lane with a runner. Bauer hits this time from 10 feet. Now the lead 14 for Brandon Valley at 31-17. Bauer has 13. Behrens has 14 for Brandon Valley. Kaiser drop stepping up. It's a travel and she didn't put that foot down and the ball down in the right order. As Paisley Hoff returns for Brandon Valley, also into the game is Riley Schlottman, S-C-H-O-L-L-T-M-A-N, a 5'7 junior. Longest lead for the Lynx, 14. They've never trailed in this game. 2:45 and a half. They're up 31-17. Here is a left wing three that is off the mark and run down by Remington Price for Peer, who then had it knocked away from her and off of Price. It ends up being a Peer turnover. And it's out of bounds to Brandon Valley. Well, there are three turnovers in succession. Into Bauer for another three, but this one misses. But Schlottman is there to take the offensive board as, again, boxed out. Left wing. But this team is so quick. Bauer up top to Stemmen at 2:20 in the half. Bauer on the left side again. She and Behrens having enormous first halves. Behrens with a rest at the moment. Lob right of lane. Pass knocked down. Dupree can't take it. Entry with 9 on the shot clock. Deflected. Came to Deckard on the right side with 5 to shoot. Skip it for a right wing 3 that's off the rim by Schlottman. And Kaiser comes down with a rebound for Pierce. Again, they work that shot clock down. It's into Twilliger in the lane. Backs up. Draws a foul. That little fadeaway, but Paisley Hoff kept following her and fouled her for her second and the 6th team foul on Brandon Valley. And Terwilliger will have free throws, a couple with a minute 52 left in the first half. And Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Dairy Queen, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and TMA. The first one rims out for Terwilliger as here's Hillary Behrens after a brief rest. Back in for Paisley Hoff for Brandon Valley. Governor Basketball also brought to you by Dakota Storm Roofing on KGFX, along with Ferding Electric, Kathy Sunshine Properties, and Bauman Lumber, and they'll bring you our player of the game in our postgame tonight. One more for Terwilliger on the way, and that also rimmed out. And Kennedy Deckard grabs the rebound for Brandon Valley, who still leads 31-17, 1:45 first half. Behrens bounce on the right wing for Bauer. Stops in the lane, right side. Dropped in the right corner for a weaving Bauer. Now to Deckert. Kennedy, who played last year for this team as a freshman, brings it back out for Behrens. Stops in the lane. She traveled. Barry was guarding her, but got a little off balance, Hillary did, and committed the 7th Brandon Valley turnover with 1:29 left in the half. Peer down 14. And Governors really have not played a terrible game either, but Brandon Valley's just playing that well. Dupree with a bounce off a foot. That will stop things. Peer will inbound with 24 to shoot. And 1:17 remaining in the half. Dupree, left baseline, just below us, looking for someone open. It is Kaiser. Right foul line extended. Behrens there to guard her. Using a Price screen, it's back out front to Barry. Left lane line, and into the middle of the lane is Terwilliger. Well defended, double team. The shot hit the bottom part of the rim. Bauer with a rebound for Brandon Valley. And down low, it's got to be a travel. Yes, it is on Schlottman. Schlottman saw a defender in her way and had nothing to do but take an extra step, and that's 8 Brandon Valley turnovers. Under a minute left in the half. Peer would like some points here to make it a little closer to down 14 to Brandon Valley, 31-17. Barry on the left side. Up top to Lennox Dupree. Right wing, it's a pass for Kaiser 3 that's good. Took it from Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser has her 3rd bucket, and she's up to 8. 31-20, Brandon Valley, 40 seconds left in the half. Bauer nearly dropped it, but Behrens is there to help her out, her teammate. Hillary, left-hand dribble, pass stolen away. Nice play by Avery Kaiser. 2-on-2, Avery's going to take it right to the rack on the right baseline, missing. Barry the rebound, oh, a lot of contact, they didn't call it. And Stemmen with a rebound. Barry was wanting that call and may have had a point, but the foul was not called. Instead, 14 seconds in Brandon Valley. May have the last shot in the first half. Down to 10 as Bauer stops left lane line. For Stemmen out front, 2 seconds and one in the lane stopping. They're not going to get here. They do on the left wing three. Would have counted if it had gone, but it didn't for Bauer. Well, Brandon Valley, six made threes helped them out. Huge first halves for Behrens and Bauer. And that has led the Brandon Valley Lynx to a 31-20 halftime lead over the Peer Governors here in Brandon on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto in Peer, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been around since 1907. And we're not too far from that blizzard sale, you know. Stay tuned for the CHS River Plains halftime report. Halftime stats, and we'll check other action, see if the boys have gotten going yet. That is all coming for you from Brandon in 3 minutes. Glad you're with us on the official voice of Peer Governor Basketball, 1060 AM, 103.1 FM, KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good. Well, the Peer Governors, as we say, trying to hang with the Brandon Valley Lynx. Big rebounding advantage for the Lynx has helped to their lead, too. But, oh, my goodness, so have Hillary Behrens and Tessa Bauer. 31-20, Brandon Valley leads Peer at the half. And this is the CHS River Plains halftime report. David Burrell with you from Brandon. Studio coordinator is John Neff. And Caleb Rosick taking care of the video tonight. First half scoring went this way for Behrens, 14 for Brandon Valley for the outstanding junior. She hit three threes, and Tessa Bauer with 13 points and three threes. Kylie Foss with two, Sydney Thu with two. That's the Brandon Valley scoring from four players. Only three players scored for the Governors. Avery Kaiser with eight with that late three in the first half. Reese Tewilliger with seven. Remington Price with five and 1 3 near the end of the first quarter. In the first half, shooting was 50% for Brandon Valley. I'm 11 of 22. We mentioned they made six threes. Those were 11 tries. Pierre just 8 of 21 for 38%, 2 of 4 on threes. Free throws, Pierre 2 of 5, Brandon Valley 3 of 4. But the big rebounding advantage for Brandon Valley is 18 to 7. Brandon Valley's led all the way. They led by as many as 14. They're up by 11 now at the half, 31 to 20. Let's check other AA girls basketball action this evening, and there is quite a bit of it. Late first quarter, Rapid City Stevens leading in Watertown 9-1 at the Corn Palace. Mitchell on top of Sturgis at the end of one. That's 18-15. No reports on any of the other games. Rapid City Central at Brookings or Spearfish at Huron. Boys action, they are finally underway at the Riggs High Gym. In fact, midway through the first quarter, believe it or not, it's 5-2. Midway through the first for Brandon Valley over the Governors, and Ryan has that action on River 92-7. Harrisburg is trailing Sioux Falls Jefferson at the half, 27-21 at Jefferson. Cavaliers having good first seasons in both varsity programs. Sioux Falls Roosevelt all over Yankton, and boys play at half 40-15. O'Gorman leading Lincoln by just two at the half, 32-30. No reports from any of the other games. Don't forget the East-West duels in wrestling at the Riggs High Gym tomorrow with coverage starting at 10:30 a.m. on River 92.7. Four duels for the Governors tomorrow as they will take on Spearfish, Sturgis, Rapid City Central, and Rapid City Stevens. Governor Gymnast, good luck to them as they head to the Gymorama in Rapid City tomorrow. Halftime here in Brandon. It's Brandon Valley 31, Pier 20 in girls action on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Back in 3 minutes with the second half. That wraps up the CHS River Plains halftime report. Second half from Brandon in 3 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. So, Stevie, if you get somebody financed on a vehicle and they don't live here and maybe they've never stepped foot in a dealership, how's that work?
Even if you don't live close by or in the Pierre area, if we can get you an approval, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work. If we can get you approved at the dealership and you don't live close by, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-
Brandon Valley Lynx 31, Pierre Governors 20 as the second half's about to get here in Brandon. And again, that's a rebounding number in the Governors. And again, yeah, they're going against a much taller front line, as big as they'll see, which helped makes Brandon Valley one of the best teams in AA, but it's an 18-7 rebounding advantage so far for Brandon Valley. Pierre's just going to have to work at it. They know that. Starting five back on the floor as the second half begins for the Governors. Remington Price, Lennox Free, Ryan Berry, Rich Swilliger, Avery Kaiser, Tessa Bauer, Kylie Foss, Hillary Behrens, Taylor Stemmen, Sydney Thu, the starting five out there for Brandon Valley. Pierre with the arrow and the ball, second half throw in, as was the opening tip, of course, brought to you by our friends at Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Lennox Dupree starts, basket away from us, and it is deflected out of bounds by Brandon Valley. You can watch it, of course, at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Here in the black with green, Brandon Valley in white. Turnaround in the lane. That falls for Reese Terwilliger. And Reese leads the Governors in scoring now with 9. And it's under 10 now. 31-22 for Brandon Valley, just underway in the third quarter. Lynx work right below us. Pass deflected, ooh, and brought in by Taylor Stemmen. Nearly lost in the double team. Oh, that left Barron's open. Left wing, but the three didn't fall this time. And Terwilliger has the rebound for Pierre, who will try to cut this to 7 or 6. Price on the right wing had it knocked away from her by Ballard, but Price is able to pick it back up. Lost that dribble, but there to help her out is Terwilliger, right wing Dupree in the corner. Again to Price. Stops on the foul line. Jumper missing from 14 feet. And the rebound for Sydney Thu for Brandon Valley. Bring it front court. Left wing. Here's Bauer again, and she hit another three. Tessa Bauer's fourth of the game. 34-22 Brandon Valley. 16 for Bauer. Right wing, it is Avery Kaiser for Pierre. The Governor's down double digits again. Bounce. Oh, nearly didn't make it. Dupree. She stops, takes the shot from 18. That's missing in Bauer now with a rebound for Brandon Valley. For Behrens, but left the layup short on the fast break. Dupree with a rebound for the Governors. A little bit of a reprieve there, the Governors hope. Bounce to Kaiser, right wing Price. Open three is off the left rim a little long. Kylie Foss brings the rebound in for Brandon Valley and then throws the pass too far and out of bounds, and Brandon Valley has their first turnover of the second half and their ninth of the game. Pierre has 8. 34-22, Brandon Valley. Pierre's basketball. Just about 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Kaiser open for a right wing three. Long off the left rim. And the rebound. Bauer, who's doing a whole lot for this team tonight. Kaiser knocked an entry pass try away and out of bounds. It'll stay with Brandon Valley with 27 on their shot clock. Update on the boys in just a moment. Barron's good drop step. Shot a little too hard. Kaiser there with good position for the rebound for the Governors. Here down 12. They've never led in this game. 5:37 in the third quarter. Kaiser took it from Dupree. Stopped right foul line. Extended, drew a foul. It's on Bauer. Tessa's first. Team foul number one on either side in the second half. But Avery Kaiser draws a couple of free throws. A 65% foul shooter on 17 of 26. And the first one's halfway down and out. No good. Jada Metzger in for Brandon Valley, replacing Taylor Stemmen. Governors are only 2 of 6 at the foul line, and they have shot free throws better lately, but struggling there so far tonight. One more for Kaiser. This one's good for her ninth point. Brandon Valley 34, Pierre 23. 5:34 in the third. Pierre with some pressure, but it's taken to Metzger at front court. They broke it well. Stops in the lane, right wing. Here's Bauer, who's got the high hand at the moment. Bounce. Oh, Thu not able to handle it. And it's picked up by Reese Terwilliger. Governors push it into the front court. Dupree, right wing for Price. Lob in the lane, entry pass knocked down. Price able to regain it, and then she's run over by Kylie Foss. Good hustle there for Remington to prevent a turnover. Foss's third foul, second team foul. As Ryan Berry comes in for Price. Oh, excuse me, they called it on Remy. They didn't call it on, I beg your pardon, they did not call that on Foss. My mistake, it's on Remington Price, and that is her second. That's an offensive foul. Here is a shot from the right wing that is missing by Foss. And the rebound by Elise Christofferson, who has just re-entered the game. Sorry, folks, that one threw me for a loop. I don't know that Price committed a foul there, but that's what the official said. Kaiser into the lane for Avery. Now on a right wing three that is off the rim, but it is not able to hold on. Brandon Valley Christofferson tried the three. Pierre will have another chance. Kennedy Deckert comes back in for Brandon Valley, replacing Bauer, who gets a hand, having quite the night herself with 16. Oh, here's an inbounds pass stolen away by Kylie Foss. Here's second turnover of the half, and Brandon Valley with an 11-point lead has it back at 4:27 in the third, 34-23. Deckert trying to fake out Kaiser on the handoff for Behrens. Her drive missing. Kaiser's recovering for the rebound. Shooting falling off a little bit for Brandon Valley. They're under 50%, but the Governors need to make some. Kaiser, right lane line. Terwilliger, little fadeaway, hit it. That's her favorite shot, and she hits it a lot. And she's up to 11, down to a 9-point Brandon Valley lead, 34-25 midway through the third. Behrens fell down, but there to take it is Metzger. Into the left corner, Athu, three, good. The 6-1 player can hit some threes, but Mike Zur wants to still talk to his team with a full Integra. Timeout for Brandon Valley. 3:51 left in the third. Brandon Valley leads Pier 37-25. Back in 1 minute on KGFX.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Pier down 12. 37-25 to Brandon Valley with 3:51 left third quarter here in Brandon. Glad to have you with us. Dupree's in the front court. Skipping on the right wing, Kaiser trying to drive. Now into the lane for Terwilliger from 7-0 just off the rim. And the rebound to Paisley Hoff for the Brandon Valley Lynx, who have it in front court just below us. Deckert in the left wing for Thu at that three a moment ago. Up top for Foss. Left wing. Here's a three coming. It's off the rim by Deckert. Brian Berry came down with a rebound for Pier. Into the front court. The ball's thrown away and out of bounds. Pier turns it over. For the 11th time, Sydney Tedrow in for Avery Kaiser for Pier. Brandon Valley's basketball with 3:14 left in the third. They've had a double-digit lead a lot of the way. It's 12 points now at 37-25. Kennedy Deckert, Kylie Foss, Sydney Thu, Paisley Hoff, and also Kylie Foss are the five on the floor. Right wing jumper's no good. Foss is there, however, for the offensive rebound. A three from the right side is missing here by Foss. And the rebound to the Governors. Christofferson had such a good rebounding game the other night. Now a loose ball on the floor. Ooh, and Lennox Dupree with a smart play to take it out of that scramble. Tedrow trying to drive. Lost it off her leg and out of bounds. As Behrens, after arrest, comes back in. Or Stemmen, I should say, in for Paisley Hoff. Now here comes Remington Price back in for Elise Christofferson for Pier. But it's Brandon Valley ball. 37-25 is the Lynx lead over the Governors. 2:28 in the third quarter. Foss trying to turn Dupree around. Hands it to Stemmen. Now an entry pass is too far from Foss to through and out of bounds. Brandon Valley's had their share of turnovers, 2-11, playing not a perfect game, but well enough to this point. 2:15 left in the third. They're up on Pier by 12, 37-25. Just shots have to fall for Pier. They're at 36% shooting, and they can make their way back into this game. Price for Tedrow. Entry four to Williger. Double team. That leaves Tedrow open. Skipping on the left side for an open three by Barry, but it's long off the right rim. Battle for that rebound, and it is Dupree to come down there with it, and she draws a foul. Lennox Dupree will have a chance for her first points of the game because of some hustle there to gain that offensive board. Foul is on Tessa Bauer. Her second, Brandon Valley's second team foul. Here's Dupree at the line. Oh, just a little tiny bit too hard on the first one. And the Governors continue the struggle at the line. Only 3 of 8. Foss is out. Barons is in for Brandon Valley. One more for Lennox Dupree. The lefty hit it for first point. 37-26, Brandon Valley by 11. 1:53 in the third. Governors trying to climb over that hump again of getting within less than 10 with the deficit. But it's Brandon Valley ball here with Barons. Good pass down low to Thu. Double team. Ball knocked down. Dupree with another steal. And she has certainly had plenty of those in her freshman year. Due to Williger, right wing Price. But now she's guarded. Had it knocked away. Price is able to regain it. 1:27 in the third quarter. Tedrow with a jumper. She thought about it. Well guarded. Instead, Dupree bounce again. It's to about three. Barely off the front. There is Tedrow with a follow, but it did not go. And it is Deckard on the rebound for the Brandon Valley Lynx. Just left a little bit short. Here's a shot off the side of the glass by Stemmen, and the rebound by Piers Remington Price. To Williger, well, trying to tie her up is Stemmen. They got caught in the lane too long. 3 second violation on Pier. Two out and Hoff in. Pier now with 13 turnovers and 5 in this third quarter, which has 46 seconds left. Brandon Valley 37, Pier 26. Barron's guarded by Barry and into the front court. Right wing Bauer, look out, open for another three. This one's too long, but Barron's is with the offensive rebound and scoring off the right block. And it's just tough to box her out. 39-26, Brandon Valley by 13 at 25 seconds. Dupree for the Governors. Tip came to Tedrow. Entry pass stolen. Anticipating it was Tessa Bauer. 16 seconds. Bauer to the right baseline. Couldn't keep that pivot foot down. She traveled. And with 15 seconds exactly left in the third, Pier will have one more chance. They're down 13 here in Brandon. Down to 12 seconds is Dupree across that Lynx logo. Right wing to Price in the front court for a baseline right wing drive. Drew a foul. Hoff was there and tried to impede her, but fouled her instead for her third. I guess that is impeding her anyway, isn't it? Team foul number 3 on Brandon Valley. Remy, and we talk about the free throws, but Remington Price is not struggling up the line and never has. 14 of 17 this season. She has 2 shots here with 6 seconds left in the third. She missed it. Can you believe it? It's 4 out of 10 at the line for the Governors. Sports marketing partners helping you Governor basketball include Olinger Law Firm and Kathy Sunshine Properties. Second one, that one's good. 39-27, 6 seconds as Brandon Valley brings it down floor. Barron's down the left alley. 3-2-1 still at the top of the key. Wild shot misses, but Brandon Valley takes a 12-point lead into the fourth quarter. Brandon Valley 39, Pier 27 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Back with the fourth quarter from Brandon in 1 minute on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Well, the one good run Brandon Valley has had was at the start of this game when they were up 10-1. Pierre has kept it within that window. It's 12 right now. They just need shots to fall, and they did a little better job in rebounding, cut into that deficit by 8. Brandon Valley still has a 26-18 rebounding advantage through 3. 39-27, Brandon Valley, and the most important number, that scoreboard, as we start the fourth quarter. Here at Brandon Valley High School, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, this is 1060 KGFX Pierre, rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pierre. Drive sober or get pulled over. Kylie Foss with it for Brandon Valley. Finds Behrens between the rings to the foul line. Double team draws a travel. Sports marketing partners to bring you Governor Basketball on KGFX include Anderson Rumsey Dental, Pierre Dental Clinic, Pitts Design, Bill Wendner Auto, and Stolten Peterson, Lingle, Waltai, and Jones, LLP. Pierre down 12. They need a run. 7:35 left. Price in the left corner. The basket away from us. Pierre in their black road uniforms. Barry again for Price. Inside to Kaiser. Defended well. Finds Price down to 11 on Pierre's shot clock. Bounce in the left corner for Dupree. She's hemmed in down there. Now only 6 to shoot as a left side shot misses, but it's brought back out by Dupree for a right wing 3 that is off the rim by Barry, but now it's out of bounds to Pierre. So Pierre will have a third opportunity. Dupree again down in there to grab an offensive board and keep it going, but the Governors need to start converting these into points. 7:08 left. They're down 12 to Brandon Valley. 39-27. Price. Kaiser in the left wing. Dupree. Left wing at an angle. Drop the ball. Loose on the floor. 5 players down there. It's going to end in a hell ball. And the arrow points to Brandon Valley. 15th turnover. And the Governors can't afford really many more of those with 6:59 left. Defensively, Pierce played a pretty decent game, really, but shots haven't fallen, and surprise, the free throws have been a struggle tonight. Maya Shorter is in there, and she knocks down Paisley Hoff. It's Maya's first foul, just the second team foul of the second half on Pierre. As Jada Metzger comes in for Tessa Bauer for Brandon Valley. Into Kylie Foss. 6:45 left. Dupree guards her. Bounce it to Hoff, guarded by Shorter now on a switch. Foss on the right wing. Here comes a 3 that is short by Stemmen. Long rebound run down by Avery Kaiser. Pierre wants to run, but again, Brandon Valley comes back very well defensively, and then Kaiser lost the ball. Behrens for a snowbird layup. Behrens just with a pickpocket play there. Her second bucket of the half, she's up to 18. Brandon Valley leads 41-27, matching their longest lead over Pierre, 6:12 remaining. Ryan Berry on the left wing for the Governors, at the basket away from us. Lost her dribble, but finds Dupree up top. Dupree right wing, Kaiser right baseline, pass knocked away and out of bounds by Paisley Hoff. Here with 15 to shoot, will inbound again. Shorter out, Terwilliger back in. Sydney Thu back in for Brandon Valley to replace Paisley Hoff. Again, these are the opportunities of which the Governors must take advantage. Dupree, 13, these second chances. Price, right wing, here it comes. It's off the rim, and the rebound is brought down by Hillary Behrens. Governors only 2 of 10 on three-pointers tonight. Left wing, a 3 by Stemmen for Brandon Valley is off the rim. Tipped, oh, but it came to Jada Metzger. Second chance for a right-wing shot by Metzger. That didn't fall. And now rebounded by Stemmen, and she's fouled. And here come the offensive rebounds again for Brandon Valley. And the last one leads to a Pier foul on Avery Kaiser, and that is her first. And it leads to two free throws for Taylor Stemmen, the first of which is no good. Sports marketing partners of Bring Your Governor Basketball and KGFX include the Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, Maher Law Office, and American Bank and Trust. Still 41-27 for Brandon Valley, 5:32 left. One more free throw for Stemmen, who looks again for her first point, and Taylor hit it. 42-27 Brandon Valley, now their longest lead at 15. 5.5 minutes left, fourth quarter. Long pass from Berry to Price to Dupree in the front court. Bounced it to Whittaker. Open on the right baseline and scores. Good recognition there. Reese is up to 13. 42-29 Brandon Valley. 5:15 left, but the Governors can't trade buckets now. They know that. Foss. Right wing. Pass off. A hand. Dupree there to take it for Pier. Brandon Valley turns over. Now, here's where points have to come for the Govs. Just about every time now. Kaiser, all the passes. Too far for Berry and out of bounds. Here turns it over for the 17th time in this game. And Brandon Valley has it back with under 5 minutes left. Here's where their possessions start becoming precious. And the Governors are down 13. Left wing Barron's open. Three's coming off the left wing and short. And the long rebound to Ryan Berry. Down floor, pass trying to move inside to Terwilliger. Able to get her hands on the ball just barely for a dual possession because the arrow is pointing the Pier. They'll keep it, but just barely. Kennedy Deckard in for Taylor Stemmen for Brandon Valley with 4:41 remaining. Promised you I'd tell you about the Governor boys, and we'll do that after head coach Kirk Bebout calls a 30-second Integra timeout. 4:41 left in Brandon. Brandon Valley, 42, Pier 29. More for you in 30 seconds here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Governor boys are leading Brandon Valley 22-21 at the half of the Brickside Gym. Ryan Oakland with that one on River 92-7. Here inbounds, 28 in their shot clock, 4:41 left, down 13 to Brandon Valley, 42-29. Ryan Berry on the right wing of the basket away from us. Remember, watch it at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Dupree returned for Terwilliger, 16 to shoot. Drives right block, left a little bit short. Thu reaches up there for the rebound for Brandon Valley. They have size and they have length, this team. Reason they're rebounding so well. Metzger with a right baseline drive is stopped by a foul. On Avery Kaiser, that's her second. The Governor's 14th foul in this second half, and a couple of free throws here for Jada Metzger for Brandon Valley. Governor Basketball and KGFX brought to you by Oahu Federal Credit Union, Corner Station, and The Crossing. Lynn's Dakota Mart. First free throw miss. Frankie Gray Wealth Management and Wagner Auto. Avery Kaiser out for a moment with Sydney Tedrow to come in. 4:18 left. Brandon Valley 42. Pier 29. Barron's with 18. Bauer 16 for Brandon Valley. Reese Terwilliger leading the Governors with 13. Both free throws missed. And the rebound to Reese Terwilliger. But again, it's got to be points about every time for the Governors now with 4:10 left. Berry on the left side, comes between the rings. Now, right foul line extended to Willigger to Price. Up top for a Berry three, straight away, just missed. Off the left rim, Metzger with a rebound for Brandon Valley. Left wing, Bauer, here comes another three, but this one missed everything. And Remington Price has the rebound for Pier. Again, time's a-wasting, 3:43 left. Price on right wing. Just 1-3 for her tonight and 6 points. Drop step, but Terwilliger left it short in the left block. Riley Foss with a rebound for Brandon Valley. This team plays excellent defense, and So Williger's had her points, but she's still been hounded on a couple of those moves on the block. Bauer from the left baseline to the right, but threw it over the rim on a wild shot to Williger with a rebound. Down to 3:18 left. Right wing Price open for a moment. Doesn't take that three. Bounces it instead to Tedrow. Kaiser will come in at the next dead ball for Pierre. Right wing Price with 3:07 left. To Dupree in the right corner. Knocked away. Trying to take it away is Foss, but Dupree regained it. Price on the right side. Down to 13 on the Pierre shot clock. Handed to Barry. 10 to shoot. 2:55 left. Entry pass knocked away by Brandon Valley. Here comes Kaiser, who's having a nice conversation with Hillary Behrens. As she comes in, too, so does Paisley Hoff. A lot of these players have played against each other for a long time and have developed friendships. Six on the shot clock as Pierre inbounds, 5-4. Price down to three. As it comes on the right wing to Dupree at the shot clock. Buzzer, she hit it. I didn't hear the shot clock buzzer ring, but I did see that Lennox released it in time. Her first field goal of the game, she has four. 42-32, Brandon Valley. We're down to 2:35 left. Now the Governors need more stops defensively. Left wing, Jada Metzger. She is guarded by Dupree. Now to Behrens, trying to knock it away as Barry can't do it. Dupree's tried to knock it away. It's out of bounds. That almost went off of Hillary. Good play anyway by Lennox. Brandon Valley will inbound with 17 on the shot clock and 2:22 remaining after Brandon Valley head coach Mike Zurd takes a full Integra timeout. We'll return in a minute. 42-32 Brandon Valley. 2:22 left here in Brandon. Back in 60 seconds on KGFX.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. Tailback McGuire Rasky was part of four straight Governor 11-AA championship teams from 2017 through 2020. In 4 years, he rushed for over 3,700 yards and 57 touchdowns, including 26 in his senior season. And also that season, he had 31 total touchdowns to tie the school record originally set by Quincy Christie in 2005. McGuire Rasky, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Another Ektekra timeout. Acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Ektekra cooperative today. Well, 2:22 remaining in Brandon Valley, leading by 10. Pierre has had chances to get this lead under 10. They did a couple of times in the third quarter, but it's 10 now. 17 on Brandon Valley shot clock as they inbound. Oh, it's too far for Bauer, and it's taken away by Ryan Barry, who drives for a layup. Foul by Bauer, although Deckert was there too. That is Bauer, and that is her third. Yeah, the pass just a little too far, and Ryan Barry knew what to do. Take that ball down the left alley, and she'll have two free throws out of it. Now let's see if the Governor foul shooting can be better here at the finish. First for Ryan. Oh, that is no good. 5-for-12 for a team that's shot well from the line lately. Three substitutions for Brandon Valley. Kylie Foss, Taylor Stemmons, Sydney Thu all come in. Paisley Hoff, Jada Metzger, Kennedy Deckard all come out. 2:19 left. Still 42-32, Brandon Valley by 10. One more free throw for Ryan Barry, trying again for a first point of the game. This one's good. 42-33, Brandon Valley by 9. 2:19 left. There's still a little time, but the Governors need, again, to keep making defensive stops. Foss in the front court, handed off to Bauer. Tessa guarded by Dupree. The team fouls are 4 for Pierre. They may have to start thinking about fouling here. They're down 9. Nearing 2 minutes left, Noah Steele. Remington Price took it away. Down 4. Dupree couldn't reach it, though. And back with it is Kylie Foss for Brandon Valley, now with 1:52 remaining. Dupree trying to cut off Foss. Left corner for Bauer. Brandon Valley doesn't have to shoot again. Double team, 1:39 left. Well, Behrens does shoot, misses a three to Williger with a rebound. Governor's got a hustle. 1:32 left, right wing Price, but she's guarded tightly, so can't take that three. Ball went off a Brandon Valley foot with 1:28 remaining. Perry will inbound in front of the governor bench. 42-33, Brandon Valley. Points a must every time. Right wing, here comes a three. That is good by Kaiser. It's a six-point game. 12 for Avery, 42-36. Nine in a row for Pierre. Brandon Valley's lead down to 6, 1:15 left. We have an interesting finish. Bauer, double team, has lost, starts a dribble. And now Mike Zur wants a full Actegra timeout with 1:08 left. Let's take 30 here, John. 1:08 left. Brandon Valley 42, Pier 36. We're back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Well, the game in Pier last year, the comeback came earlier than this, but it was a comeback for a tie to force overtime. This would be remarkable, but there is a chance if Pier can stop twice more. 42-36, Brandon Valley, 1:08 left. The Governors, however, are on a 9-0 run that has cut their longest lead of the game from 15 down to 6. That was Brandon Valley's next to last timeout. Pier still has two, and again, each team with four team fouls. Now Pierre doesn't want to foul. He said they have to foul a moment ago. Now they may not want to. Arrow points to Brandon Valley if it comes to a dual possession. Hillary Behrens will inbound. As you look at it, left sideline in front court of the basket just below us. Can Pierre have another stop here? It's into Foss. Still 20 on the shot clock. Dupree for Behrens. Now down to 15. As I say, Pierre might not want to foul here. Offensive foul. Behrens knocked down Price. What a break that may be for Pierre. An offensive foul on Behrens. And the Governors have it back with just under 1 minute to play. Down 6, 42-36. Losing the ball, but picking up is Barry. They've got to score again. Pass knocked away by Thuin out of bounds. 48.3 left. Pierre's ball with 23 in the shot clock. They've scored 9 in a row. They're down just 6. But it's a must for points again, this time for the team in black and green. Lob to Kaiser. Right foul line extended. 20 on the shot clock, 44 left. Dupree picks up a loose ball. 40 seconds left. Kaiser out front. For Price. 3 open, turning around, missing. And it's rebounded by Jada Metzger. And now she's fouled and... Now with 31.3 left, now the Governors only can hope that Brandon Valley can miss at the line. No, that's only the 15th foul. Like I say, that's not a factor yet. Pierre's going to take an Actegra timeout. We'll leave it right here with 31.3 left. And again, there's only 5 team fouls for each side, so Pierre... With one more foul to give here before it gets to the bonus, and now we're back in the situation where, yes, Pierre does have to foul. That's the next to last timeout for Pierre head coach Kirk Beebout. Mike Zur, Brandon Valley also has one left. Again, that possession arrow is pointing to Brandon Valley should it come to that. But, yes, now it will behoove the Governors to foul, and they have to do it twice. Because Brandon Valley has the ball with the shot clock off and 31.3 seconds remaining. The road show for the Governor girls, their fourth straight road game, will be in Aberdeen at Golden Eagle Arena. Aberdeen Central, the opponent, Tuesday night here on KGFX. We'll join you at 6:30. The Governors will come out of this game. Wonder how they'll feel. Yeah, they'll want to win, but it has been a very nice defensive effort helping this fourth quarter comeback from 15 down to 6, but now they've got to either get a steal or commit a couple of fouls and hope Brandon Valley can miss at the line. It is into Foss. They'll try to play keep away, of course. Now Metzger is fouled by Avery Kaiser with 28.1 left. The third on Kaiser. There's the foul to give. P Pierre now at 6, so the next common foul will put Brandon Valley in the bonus, down to 28.1 left. So again, if not a steal, they'll have to foul again. Barons inbound it. Oh, there is a steal. Avery Kaiser, baseline, drive through it over the rim. Gained her own rebound and scored. Pierre's last timeout. 4-point game. We'll keep it here again. 21.5 seconds remaining. Kaiser with a great play on the steal. Missed her first shot, but stayed with him on the follow. She has 14. The lead is down to 4 for Brandon Valley. Pierce out of timeouts now. An 11-0 run for the Governors has made it a 42-38 Brandon Valley lead with 21.5 seconds left. Yeah, the Governors got over that hump and have seen Brandon Valley go a little cold in this fourth quarter. Their shooting's down to 37%. They're only 1 of 6. They've only taken 6 shots in the fourth quarter. And they've also turned it over 6 times. Now the Governors know that with 21.5 left, again, they can't call timeout. But they know now if they foul, they'll stop that clock immediately if they can't get a steal and put Brandon Valley at the line. The Governors have struggled 6 for 13, but Brandon Valley tonight at the foul line is only 4 of 8. And they're coming in a 58% foul shooting team. So we have an interesting and what's going to turn out to be a tense finish. Brandon Valley must come full court. Barons will inbound. Baseline at the basket opposite us. Can Pierce steal? No, it's into Foss, and she's fouled immediately by Price. Her third, and there is team foul number 7. To put Foss in the foul line for a 1-1. With 20.2 to go. And that's who they wanted to have the ball because Foss is a 72% foul shooter. Brandon Valley knew very well what to do there. Get it in the good foul shooter's hands. Nobody from Brandon Valley along the lane, just 4 Governors. 1-1 for Foss. It is short, and it's rebounded by Terwilliger. 16 seconds left as it comes into the front court. Right wing 3. Price! It's off the rim. Loose ball on the floor. Brought in by Metzger, and she's fouled. Just short by Price on the 3. That would have made it a 1-point game. Instead, the foul is on Pierre, and it's on Avery Kaiser, and that is her 4th. And team foul number 8, Metzger, on the line. What kind of foul shooter is she? Only 7 of 15. 9.9 left. Time may run out on what's been quite a comeback for the Governors. Now Brandon Valley does have 2 players in the lane. Another big 1-1 here. Metzger hit this one, and that may seal it for the Lynx. 43-38, Brandon Valley, 9.9 left. A furious comeback again by Pierre, but it looks like it's going to fall short. Metzger missed the second. Terwilliger tipped the rebound to Price, but only 6 seconds left. Remy still in the backcourt. Right wing Kaiser with 3, with 2. A 3-pointer with 1 second is good. It's not going to be enough. It's going to end up being a 2-point difference. How about that? Kaiser ends with 17. The Pierre Governors outscored Brandon Valley in the fourth quarter 14-4 and cut a 15-point deficit in the end to 2. But Pierre falls to 3-7, and Brandon Valley hangs on by their eye teeth for a very hard-fought, as it turned out, win over the Governors. 14-1 run to end the game for Pierre. They played well, but you know they will leave disappointed. They thought, sure, they could come back and win this one, and they darn near did. Our final score on the Wegner Auto scoreboard in Brandon, the Brandon Valley Lynx 43, the Pierre Governors 41. Brandon Valley with the win improves to 8-1. Pierre with the loss at the halfway point in this regular season is now at 3-7. Stay tuned for our post game, which will include our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game, look at stats, and a visit with head coach Kirk Thiebaut. And we'll get it going in 3 minutes here on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com. Or indeed, Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll be gone here.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Once again, the Pier Governors, and not that they, again, played a bad game all the way through. They didn't. Shots just did not fall, and Brandon Valley used their length and height to have a rebounding advantage. But well, at least from this chair, the Governors, it seemed like they never felt they were out of the game. As it turned out, they weren't. They were down by as many as 15 in the fourth quarter. The final margin, 2. Pier with a game-ending three-pointer by Avery Kaiser to cut a 5-point lead to 2. They had a couple of chances, made some stops. Brandon Valley with some fourth quarter turnovers, but in the end, not quite enough for the Governors. And again, my goodness, how many close losses is this team going to take? Their last 5 losses now have been by a total of 19 points. This one ends 43-41, Brandon Valley. Yeah, they're not, look, that's the way it is. They're 19 points away from being 8-2. And that's how, I'm sure that's how they feel. Boy, frustrating it's got to be. Well, here's how the scoring went in this game tonight. Hillary Behrens at her average. What a player she is. And AA opponents have to see her the rest of this season and one more. She's a junior. 18 points. She had 3 threes. Big night for Tessa Bauer, 16 points with 4 threes. But she also had 7 rebounds. Sydney Thew with 5 points, also 7 boards. Kylie Foss with 2. Taylor Stemmen with 1, Jada Metzger with 1. Wait till I tell you about the rebounding, too. It was an advantage for Brandon Valley, but not a huge one at the end. Anyway, here's Pierce scoring. Avery Kaiser leading the way. The junior at 17. She also had 5 rebounds. Hit 3 threes tonight. Reese DeWilliger doing the job inside again. 13 points. She had 6 boards. Remington Price with 6. 1-3 for Remy tonight. Lennox Dupree again starting in place of Laney Stevens had 4. And Ryan Berry had 1. The shooting ended up this way, just 37% for Brandon Valley after they, at the half, were at 50%, but held to 21% shooting in the second half by the Governors. Brandon Valley 15 of 41 for 37%. Pier 35% on 15 of 43. On threes, Brandon Valley 8 of 23. Pier 5 of 16 at the foul line. Pier just 6 of 13. A little surprising given how they have shot free throws a lot of this season. Brandon Valley, not great themselves. 5 out of 11. That rebounding advantage was for Brandon Valley. Remember I told you it was 18-7 at the half. Well, it ended up being, by our count, only 33-29, 18 turnovers for Pier, but 19 for Brandon Valley. But it was a game where the Lynx never trailed. They took a 10-1 lead early, led 15-8 at the end of one, 31-20 at the half, 39-27 at the end of three. Here coming up with the big fourth quarter and the big run, but they hold off. The Governors do are held off by Brandon Valley. The final, 43-41. So a good Lynx team, not playing at their best in the second half tonight, but still very strong as they improve to 8-1. And Pierre putting a big scare into them. Coming back last year, remember the game of the Riggs High Gym to force overtime. But not quite tonight. And the Governors with one more on the road in this swing against the struggling Aberdeen Central team Tuesday night in Aberdeen here on KGFX at 6:30. We're in our post game. We have a visit with head coach Kirk Bebout still to come for you, and we'll look at other action too. We also have a Bauman Lumber player of the game to name. But let's take a 3-minute break before we do anything else. Again, the final on the Wagner Auto scoreboard here in Brandon. Brandon Valley 43, Pier 41. Back with our post game in 3 minutes. On the official voice of the Pier Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pier. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pier Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. It was a championship-winning comeback for the H's. November 12, 2021 at the Dakota Dome, the Governor's Trail T area 27-7 in the 11AA title game before rallying the tide in the fourth quarter. Then Cole Peterson's 40-yard field goal in the last play gave Pierre its fifth straight title, 30-27. The 2021 championship comeback, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Well, I don't know if this would have been a comeback to match that one, but it would have been quite a comeback, and the Pierre Governors darn near pulled it off. But Brandon Valley hangs on for a 43-41 girls basketball win on their home floor this evening here in Brandon, and the Governors are now at 3-7. Let's name our Bauman Lumber player of the game, and it was someone who kept hitting the big shots to help this comeback happen. We'll name her when we return to Brandon after this from Bauman Lumber in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Well, the work that Reese Terwilliger did inside, yeah, it was very good tonight, but Avery Kaiser kept cool under some pressure tonight and kept hitting the big shots in the second half. 9 of her 17 in the second half. Another steady game for Avery the junior with 17 points. And Avery Kaiser is tonight's Bauman Lumber player of the game and will receive a T-shirt to help note her accomplishment. But in the end, just another... they're going to leave here not being too happy. They're going to be a little frustrated with this one, no doubt, because when Kirk Bebout joins us in just a bit, I'll ask him about how his team felt. Did they ever feel they were out of this game? I certainly didn't sense that they felt that way ever tonight. Let's look at other scores while we wait for head coach Kirk Bebout to join us. Rapid City Stevens is leading in Watertown through 3, 39-15. Well, that's a Watertown team that has played well, but the Stevens Raiders, as you know, are tough. Halftime in Brookings, Rapid City Central leading Brookings. That is a 23-15 score. Huron a winner tonight at home, beating Spearfish. That final was 55-38. Mitchell comes up with a win. The Colonels over Sturgis at the Corn Palace tonight, and that final was 56-39. What's happening at the Riggs High Gym? Well, the Governors are struggling after playing so well last night in their 80-41 victory over Douglas. They're down by 10 to Brandon Valley at the end of 3, 44-34. We'll look at other boys' scores a little later on in our postgame. But head coach Kirk Bebout joins us now. Goodness. We talk, it seems, about the same thing a lot lately, but I'll say this, and I'll ask you. I had the sense, sitting here, that your team never felt, even when it was a 15-point deficit in the fourth quarter, I had a sense that your team never felt it was out of this game. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they were going to play to the end no matter what, and that's the biggest positive to take away, I guess, is that the energy and effort that we want to see didn't wane. They continued to play extremely, extremely hard, even when it was frustrating on the offensive end. We had, you know, lots of good open looks. We'd get steals and turnovers, and then we'd just get in a hurry. On the offensive end, after we got a turnover or we get a stop, and then we get in a hurry and turn it over, or we'd miss a wide open shot. But then they'd turn around and they'd keep that energy that they needed to on the defensive end. So, I mean, that's the biggest positive as a coach. You just want to see the kids that they're working hard and they're engaged and they're doing all that they can. From there, you know, obviously, you know, it hurts to lose, but as long as they're putting forth that full effort and they're not giving up and they're playing for their teammates, and then there's some positives you can take from it and you keep moving forward.
Against a team with length and with athleticism, you knew that rebounding might be a challenge tonight, and you were down big in the rebounding, and by my count, you only ended up down 4. And that's not too bad against Barons, and, you know, think of what a good round rebounder Bauer is. I mean, to come that close, pretty good job by your team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a big part of getting stops in the second half is that we held them to one shot. And you know, if they're getting multiple opportunities, a team that's that talented on offense, that's gonna hurt you. I mean, they're gonna be able to convert some of those. So, you know, we did much better job second half of holding them to one shot, and that was a big reason why we were able to hold a team that's a really good scoring team to 43 points. Mm-hmm. You know. So you wish when you have a night when you play defensively like that you make a few more shots, obviously. But like I said, if you play defense like that, which is what I want to see from our girls, then we're going to have opportunities to win games.
Now, you've seen that. We talked about this in the pregame. You've seen this sort of defense now two games in a row. Not that it's been horrible at any time this year. That's not the case at all. But in the last two games, I think it's been the best you've had all year.
Yeah, I mean, we have athletes that if they dig in and work hard and communicate and stay connected, that, you know, they can get stops on that end. I wish, you know, I think when they see it translate over on the offensive end, that playing defense will, like, fuels you on the offensive end once we start slowing down and understanding, you know, we want to play with pace, but we want to be under control. And when we get to that point, that'll help them out in defense even more because they understand, hey, if we're playing defense like this, then we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be able to get good shots and score more points, which is, you know, obviously really fun.
Yeah, this was the sort of game where Avery wanted the ball in her hands. She does every game, but this was the sort of game where she just wanted the ball in her hands, and her teammates knew that too, and were very glad to accommodate her because she kept hitting him in the fourth quarter tonight.
Yeah, Avery was fantastic tonight. She was confident and believed in herself, and I think that's where we want to get all of our girls. And I told the girls once we get everyone playing with confidence and we have a night where everyone is, you know, playing well offensively, as in hitting shots or finishing plays, then we're going to be really tough to beat. We just haven't had that yet. You know, it's been one or two nightly, but we haven't had the full, you know, rotation really step up on the same night yet, and we've been so close. So if we ever get that, then obviously we can play with anybody.
You've said that, and because you feel still – because you've proven it from various players. You've had Lennox with big nights. You had Ryan with a one big night scoring. You still feel all the time, I know, like you've got five players on the floor just about all the time who can score at any time.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, and that's 100%. I know I told the girls, like, we're way too skilled offensively. I mean, eventually it's going to all come together. When you're freshman, sophomore, though, there's going to be some inconsistency there. So there is going to be some up and downs as they gain experience. I mean, think about the experience that they're gaining by playing in some of these games against some of these teams, against some of these players. So as they continue to gain that experience, that consistency will come. So it's trying to stay positive with them, let them know that they're doing the right things and help them get to that point.
And to do this, you talk about these young players doing this in a game like this against, I think we all agree, one of the very best teams in AA. I think with Washington and O'Gorman, I know you feel the same way too. They're one of the favorites to take the whole thing in March. To play that well in this building against that team is going to do them a lot of good down the line.
Yeah, I mean, so you mentioned 2A basketball. I would say, yeah, you hit the nail on the head with those top three teams. I mean, Brandon Valley beat O'Gorman earlier. And so, you know, for us, it's, we feel like we can play with anybody. We played with Washington and we played with Brandon Valley on the road. So if we can just find a way to put it together and get some wins and get ourselves a position where we're not playing one of those top three teams come Sweet 16, then we like our chances.
And still some time for that, but still time to make things better. And now to Aberdeen, and this is it's all surprising. It's not a typical Aberdeen Central record, but it's a team you know is going to be ready for you on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so I mentioned there's those top three teams, and then everyone else is, I mean, like, it's just a nightly battle. I mean, even with the top three teams, yeah, it's a night, you know. But, you know, I think there's a lot of parity in 2A basketball this year where anybody can beat anybody on any night, and even more so than any other time. So it's always going to be, you can beat anybody, you can lose to anybody. Whoever shows up and gets it done on that night is going to get the win. So, I mean, throw the records out the window. I mean, like I said, come Sweet 16 time, like, I mean, I think it's really evenly matched across the board. I mean that 100%. So, I mean, we're just going to have to play really good basketball and get all of our girls making some shots on the same night.
Again, not the result they wanted. Boy, we're saying this too much, but the effort was certainly there, and another great comeback. And
Head coach Kirk Bebout's Pierre Governors again did themselves proudly even in defeat tonight. Thank you, sir. Have a safe trip home. We'll see you up in Aberdeen on Tuesday.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy. Kirk Bebout, the Pierre Governors head coach, as his team another tough loss, but another outstanding effort. And again, I'll say it, it's a team that is 19 points away from being 8-2. That's what it comes down to. As again, we say the last five Governor losses have been by a total of 19 points after this two-point loss tonight here in Brandon. Before we go, let's pick up where we left off with that scoreboard and update you on what's going on at the Riggs High Gym. Now 5 minutes remaining, and Pier has held Brandon Valley off the board in boys' play so far in the fourth quarter. They've cut a 10-point lead to four. It's 44-40 Lynx. You can catch the end of that game, of course, on River 92.7 with Brian Oakland and the River 92.7 page. But I was going to tell you about other boys' scores. Sioux Falls Jefferson at home leading Harrisburg 55-48 with under a minute left. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, Rough Riders defending champs, remain unbeaten, 73-42 at home. They beat Yankton. O'Gorman wins again, 56-45 at home over Lincoln. In Sturgis, Mitchell leading Sturgis at the half, 33-12. So again, next for the Governors, a struggling Aberdeen Central Golden Eagle team at Golden Eagle Arena. That is Tuesday night. We'll have it here on KGFX at 6:30. Don't forget before that, tomorrow, it is Governor Wrestling in the East-West Duels at the Riggs High Gym. Brian has that on River 92.7. Four duels for the Governors. Again, a big test it always is for a Governor team that wants to bounce back after a tough loss here to Brandon last night where they lost to Lynx by 19 in that duel. And they have four tough duels tomorrow. Coverage on River 92.7 begins at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Governor basketball on the boys' side. Their next game after tonight is at home to Aberdeen Central on River 92.7 on Tuesday. But don't forget, our next basketball here on KGFX is tomorrow afternoon, as Dustin Stortzman and I will join you from Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pierre as the Stanley County Buffaloes will host a Harriet Selby area Wolverines in a varsity doubleheader. We'll be with you around 2:45 tomorrow afternoon. By the way, that game also on Star 99 in Mobridge and on the KGFX and Star 99 web pages too. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. And we wish the Governors a safe trip back home. Hopefully it's a little better out there now than it was earlier. The wind blowing the snow around a little bit and reducing the visibility in this part of South Dakota earlier today. Our thanks to awfully nice folks here at Brandon Valley, including Athletic Director Bill Frecking and the folks here for all their help. Really nice folks. Our first chance to meet them, and we very much appreciate them. Caleb Brozek again for taking care of the video, and to our studio coordinator, I got to do this, John, to make you feel at home at DRG Media Group World Headquarters. It's John Neff. I'm David Pearl. Goodness gracious, the Governors almost pulled it off. Down 15 in the fourth quarter, they fall by only two. Final score one last time on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. The Brandon Valley Lynx 43, the Pierre Governors 41. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. Good night from Brandon.
Pierre Governor basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.